Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Numbers chapter 29. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets unto you. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet savor unto the Lord, one young bullock, one ram, and seven lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, beside the burnt offering of the month, and his meat offering, and the daily burnt offering, and his meat offering, and their drink offerings, according unto their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall have on the 10th day of this seventh month, an holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls. Ye shall not do any work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering unto the Lord for a sweet savor, 1 young bullock, 1 ram, and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals to a bullock, and 2/10 deals to 1 ram, and several 10th deals for 1 lamb throughout your 7 lambs. 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the sin offering of atonement, and the continual burnt offering, and the meat offering of it, and their drink offerings. And on the 15th day of the 7th month, ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work, and ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. And ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, 13 young bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year. They shall be without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil, 3/10 deals unto every bullock of the 13 bullocks, 2/10 deals to each ram of the 2 rams, and a several 10th deal to each lamb of the 14 lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 2nd day ye shall offer 12 young bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and the meat offering thereof and their drink offerings. And on the 3rd day, 11 bullocks, 2 rams, 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offering for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 4th day, 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after their manner. And 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the 5th day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the 6th day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And on the seventh day, seven bullocks, two rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish, and their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner, and one goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. On the eighth day ye shall have a solemn assembly. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord, one bullock, one ram, seven lambs of the first year without blemish, their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullock, for the ram, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And one goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. These things ye shall do unto the Lord in your set feasts, beside your vows and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and your meat offerings, and for your drink offerings, and for your peace offerings. And Moses told the children of Israel according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. May God add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His Word. This chapter then continues the reintegration, if you will, of the people with the sacrificial laws for that second generation, that second wilderness generation. There are, in this chapter, a number of offerings that are stated, and some of them are not iterated before now, and some of them are. But what is important for us to understand is that the Lord is sending His people into the land of promise with instruction as to how they will sacrifice before Him and what feasts they will observe before Him. Now, the first thing I want you to see here is that this seventh month or this first month. You see, on the ecclesiastical calendar, it was the first month of the year, and in the civil calendar, it was the seventh month of the year. They had a six-month separation between those two calendars. Sometimes in Scripture it's called the first and sometimes called the seventh month, depending on what perspective we're using. This is the religious perspective, so it's the first month. Is that right? Does it say the first or the seventh? I don't remember now. Yeah, okay. That's why it has both then. Right. So this seventh month, it's counted in the civil calendar, but on the ecclesiastical calendar, this was the month of what the Jews today call High Holy Days. It's the granddaddy of all of their months. They have great to do. They sell tickets to get into the synagogues today. I don't know if you knew that or not. In order to go to church in many large synagogues, you have to buy tickets. I know. It seems strange, doesn't it? But it's true. It is true. You have to buy tickets. So what we have are these two great feasts. We have the Feast of the Passover and the Feast of Sukkot in this month. It's a great month, and that's why it's singled out. It's singled out as a grand month by a special offering at the beginning of the month. Now remember, at the beginning of every month, they were to do what? They were to have what was called the Feast of the New Moon. They were to blow trumpets, they were to offer sacrifice, and then that introduced the month. Well, this one has a special feast in addition to that feast. They have a monthly feast, a monthly sacrifice, then they have a special sacrifice for this month. And then we go on throughout the month, and did you notice how many animals they were to sacrifice? They were to count down 7 days from 13 to 7. From 13 bullocks to 7 bullocks, plus the goat, plus the ram, and plus the lambs, every day. And did you notice that it was in addition to the continual burnt offering? In other words, it's very interesting how the Lord's mind is working here and how He's revealing it to us. That the one sacrifice still must be done, even though all of these other sacrifices are being done. How unlike us is that? Right? How unlike us is that principle How many of you have indulged yourself to think or to act that, well, you know, I don't really need to have private worship today. I've been at church all day and I've had a dose of God's Word all day. Private worship's not really necessary today. It's the Lord's day. But what the Lord says in teaching us according to this manner here is that in times of special communion with Him, those times of special communion are to be heeded along with the regular activities. That when God says, on this particular day, you're going to offer me 13 bullocks, 7 rams, 14 lambs, and 1 goat, that you're not going to do that to the exclusion of the average everyday offerings, but you're going to do that in conjunction with those kinds of offerings. If we have a day when we have the, remember, like on the first day of the month, they had a special blowing of trumpets and a sacrifice on that day, in addition to the daily sacrifice that was to be offered. But on this first month, the month of Tishri, the first day of that month, they had the daily sacrifice, they had the monthly sacrifice, and then they had the yearly Tishri sacrifice, and they were all compounded together. You say, well, they were at the temple all day sacrificing. Yeah, wasn't it great? They weren't wearing out, or if they were, it was a sin for them to wear out. The Lord didn't say, oh, you've sacrificed enough today. We've had enough communion, you and me. Go on home and don't worry about it. You can leave off some of those sacrifices today. Well, we don't see the Lord doing that at all. We see the Lord rejoicing in the communion of Himself and His people. So He's adding ceremony upon ceremony, sacrifice upon sacrifice, because in those sacrifices, He what? He turns His face toward His people. He opens Himself up toward them, and they are to open themselves up toward Him. There is to be real communion between God and His people. There was never enough for God. Add sacrifice to sacrifice on those days. Come before me normally and come before me specially, He says, on those special days. So the Sabbath day for us then in the New Covenant is a great opportunity. It's an opportunity not only to commune with God in our closets and in our families, but also a great opportunity to commune with God in the special offerings and ordinances of the Sabbath day. When you get home from church, do you think, well, I've had enough Jesus today? You shouldn't think that. And I don't think you do. But the temptation is always there. The temptation is for us to wear out. The temptation is for us to retreat back into our indulgences and comforts, rather than understanding that our greatest indulgence and comfort, our greatest good, is to spend time in communion with God. So when we see sacrifices and animals multiplied and multiplied, and like I told you last week, it is our first inclination is to think, oh man, think of all the work that is. Well, that speaks of our own sloth and inattention more than it speaks to God's desire to come and to commune with His people. So they had all of these animals that they offered. And of course, every drop of blood and every slit throat and every chunk of roasting flesh was a gospel message, preaching to them not that the blood of bulls and goats can save, but that the blood of Messiah to come, who was to be wounded for their transgressions and bruised for their iniquities, and the chastisement of their peace was to be on Him, because by His stripes we are healed. And so that gospel message was preached in the death of every one of those animals, in that, even in the blowing of trumpets, right? Because what is the blowing of trumpets? It is simply an old covenant form of the proclamation of God's good grace. The gathering of His people to hear the good Word of God. The trumpet of God calling His people to Himself. And one more word before we're done. There are many today that gather and they desire to place the name of Christ upon such ceremonies as we have seen here. And so they think that they have reclaimed the Passover for Christ. That they have reclaimed Sukkot for Christ. That they have reclaimed Shavu or the Feast of Weeks for Christ. If Christ hasn't claimed them, they don't need claiming. If Christ hasn't called them His own in the New Covenant, they are fulfilled. And so those dear friends that we may have that gather every fall to celebrate the Passover, as they call it, or the Seder, as they call it, let them understand, as you have opportunity, that they neither honor Christ nor celebrate a Passover. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. And when we sit down at the Lord's table and we partake of His body and blood by faith, we do far more than that Passover ever did, because we have the substance, the reality. Christ has come. Thus ends the reading of Numbers chapter 29. Let's